I'm seeing people on TikTok talking about how, man, the mainstream is cooked. The mainstream is cooked, and the mainstream is too poppy. It's too commercial. I'm gonna tell y'all something. I'm so sick and tired of you kids saying that shit. Okay, y'all make it seem like the underground is so unique. 99% of y'all niggas all sound the same. That's a fact. A lot of y'all niggas sound the same. That's one. And these independent radio stations ain't doing it any justice, because all they want to hear is niggas that sound like something that's on the fucking radio. Half the underground sound like commercial shit. Let's be real with it. Every fucking rapper I've listened to on SoundCloud, on TikTok, all sound commercial. Y'all all sound the same, even the females. When rappers have unique flows, because remember, we're underground, right? So if I have a unique flow that I put on TikTok, which is mostly what underground rappers be on, right? What do I fucking hear? That shit is ass. That shit is ass. Don't rap like that. That shit ass. But when I fucking hop on that boom bappy jazzy shit, all that shit fire, unk. But then there's sometimes, yo, you should rap more moderate. Again, it's the underground, right? Why the fuck are underground fans and rappers telling other rappers how to make music? If we're underground, like y'all say, let the artist cook. Nigga, let's be real. Let us cook. Let us make our music, and the fans who fuck with us, fuck with us. Stop looking at our sound as a fucking flaw, or, oh, it'd be cool if you made your music like this, or it'd be cool if you, no. It'd be cool if you find artists that make music like that. Stop expecting artists to sound like something that you like. Look up artists to do that. If you're rapping yourself, you do it. I'm so tired of y'all acting like the underground at this point is so much better. The underground stopped being the underground long fucking time ago. Last time the underground was even special was as far back as motherfucking 2007, during the blogger era. And that felt like the 90s all over again. It felt like we went through a second golden era, and you can make boom bappy rap. You could be yourself. Your whole persona was you. No one didn't call you corny or cornball for fucking, well, some people, but let's be real. If you were authentic to yourself, people would fuck with you. You got niggas who have to fucking portray images to be cool. That's why every once in a while, I'll make a song when I reference like anime, manga. Now to these niggas, it's corny because I'm seen as a fucking street rapper. And so when I say shit, when I use references to anime, manga, and shit like that, these niggas make it seem like that's off brand of me. Keep in mind, they're trying to play Build-A-Bear Workshop. If the underground was so cool and so dope, then why are fans and other rappers telling other rappers how to fucking make music? Why are independent radio stations have industry connections? Why you got fucking industry fucking connect industry people in the underground, low key, trying to tell artists how to fucking make music, telling artists to make what people want to hear? When you're underground, you're not supposed to make what people want to hear. Token said something that was really cool. I'd rather lose fans than lose myself. And I really feel that, because fans will make you lose yourself because you're trying to be a people pleaser. You're trying to appease the fans. You're trying not to like let them down, but they let you down. Let's be real with it. When you try your hardest to fucking be the best that you can be, they water down your motherfucking goddamn vision. It's like you don't even have your own fucking vision. If you have a sound that's completely unique, by default, it gets a 6, it gets a 5, it gets, no, by default, it gets a 3 or a 2. When you make anything that is fucking, you know, in my case, like some Alchemist shit, like some fucking Boley James shit, like some Currency shit, even though niggas do not like that vibey chill rap shit, because we already discussed that niggas don't like chill vibey rap, but we underground, right? We unique, right? Y'all go off the underground that y'all fucking kids be talking about. Like the Can-Cans and the Carsons and all them niggas are clones of them in the underground. You're not checking for niggas that spit real. I mean, keep in mind, some of them do. Some of y'all do. Like I told you, real recognize real. When I fucking sit there and use repost exchange to, you know, promote my shit, I don't get not one person telling me, as far as I can see, it's that one time someone did it. And it was like, you just switch up your flu. Switch up your flus. If you're in, if like I said, if y'all really into the underground sound, stop before you hurt yourself. Why are you sitting here talking to my daughter? Why are you sitting here telling other artists how to make music? If y'all so underground, we so into artists being, you know, we the trendsetters, we the ones that take the most risks in the mainstream, then why you fucking got fans who are of the underground scared of an artist taking risks? Why every time I sit on the, every time I rap on a fucking beat that's left, it's in my, keep in mind, it's not too left, but it's in my lane of leftness, but it's left, it's left style, and you're telling me, oh, don't do that. Don't rap like that. Don't do that. Rap more modern. Hop on a modern beat. It's aight. Hop on a jazzy beat. It's putting me to sleep. But we underground, right? Let's be real with it. Y'all care about the new underground sound. Not the real, not the underground beat like the ones like the Earl Sweatshirts. Not the ones that make boom bappy lyrical rap. Y'all don't care about underground B. You care about underground A, which is mostly Ken Carson and Cardi clones. But they're unique. Nigga, all y'all niggas sound the same. And when I see videos of people putting up underground rappers like Netspin, all these other little rappers, I be like, bro, these fools be sounding like weird. But that's their style. That's their lane. But that's what the fuck you niggas want to hear. Right? That's fine. But if you, I don't have an issue with that. The issue arises when niggas tell me how to make my music. We're supposed to be underground. I am a 36-year-old fucking man who grew up in the 90s. What the fuck I look like making fucking goddamn hyper pop? What I look like screaming on my motherfucking beat? Get when I make it, because it's going to sound stupid. And then you're going backwards. All you niggas bite off of each other. You got a lot of niggas biting off of Earl Sweatshirt to a T, not experimenting, like, not, I mean, not taking one style and mixing it together. You don't even want to do that. I could fucking do that with ease. My older shit was like that, 2017, 2020. And what was the backlash of that? Trash. That's weird, fam. That ain't it, bro. Anytime I did anything outside the comfort zone, it ain't it. But let me fucking continue to keep doing this boom bappy jazzy shit for a number of times. You step out your comfort zone, uncle. That's what y'all niggas call, you know, old heads, unks. Come on, bring us up with your comfort zone, man. Again, but it's the underground. Why are you telling me what to do with my music, bro? And it's not even like constructive criticism. And Rapco said something that was smart. We can't control our voices. It's just how it is. God gave me a chill monotone voice. I can't help it. But it seems to me dumb fans and critics seem to not understand that. Even these rappers, they don't understand that. Niggas just have a naturally fucking chill voice. Y'all think it's putting on a voice. I know niggas who put on a chill voice. I can't do that. I can't hop on a fucking goddamn beat and be like, my name is Mike and I be killing all these rappers, motherfuckers, talking a whole lot of shit. They just, I just nigga finna go ahead and start doing a fucking drill. Nigga sticking that they fucking with me. And even with me doing that, y'all local call that shit fire. Even with me rapping like that, y'all would low key call that shit fire. So what's the problem? Let me answer that. There is no problem. It's too many hands in the cookie jar trying to tell niggas what the fuck to do. The real underground from the 1990s, late 90s, early 2000s, if you had your own unique sound, fans would embrace you for it. Nowadays, niggas, you got clones of everybody else. You got industry fucking politics in the underground. But then y'all want to hop on TikTok talking about, oh, the underground is fine. Man, shut the fuck up. Only thing y'all niggas doing is copying what's on the fucking radio and still doing the same industry politics. And until those politics are gone, the underground is as dead as the mainstream. Put down your mama's bra.